مرجع آموزش زبان ایرانیان تقدیم می کند. irlanguage.com
Hi there, welcome to Summit 2, Unit 1, Preview Section, and let's start with four communication goals. Number 1, ask about someone's background. Number 2, discuss career and study plans. Number 3, compare your dreams and goals in life. Number 4, describe job qualifications. Alright, in the first unit, we're going to talk about dreams and goals. We have an application form here, so we're going to start talking about jobs, and having a good job has always been a goal, and for some people, a dream. Let's start with two famous phrases, work to live, live to work. What's the difference? Please pause the playback, think and answer. And answer these two questions. What would be your ideal job and what would be your ideal working environment? Again, pause the playback, think and answer. Okay, have you ever filled out an application like this one? We have an application form here and there are several different parts. First part is personal information, then we have current employment, education, and other parts. So you can look through it and see what details you need to put on this application form. Okay, here we have type of position sought, and as you know, sought is the past and past participle of the verb seek. And seek means attempts to find something or search for. All right. And down here, we have two attachments. The first one is previous employment history. And the second one is statement of goals. And it asks you to attach a short statement about your short-term and long-term employment goals. The question here is why might goals be valuable on a job application? And here's an answer. You may have your own answer. They allow the person hiring to see immediately what type of job an applicant is looking for. So you may have a different answer. All right, here we have a couple of words on the application form. You can find them. First, do that, please. Go through the application form and circle the words you see here. And then I play the recording, we listen and repeat.
Unit 1. Dreams and Goals. Page 2. Exercise B. Vocabulary. Job applications. Find and circle these words and phrases in the application. Then listen and repeat.
Employment.
Contact information.
Position.
Start date.
Training.
Employment history.
All right, now, on a separate sheet of paper, write a definition or a synonym for each one, for each of the words here. Employment, contact information, position, start date, training, and employment history. So you write your definitions and then compare them with mine. All right, here you can see them. So employment, the condition of having a job or work. contact information, a phone number, or an email at which a person can be reached. Position here means job, start date, the month or day when something begins, training, skills a person has for a particular job, an employment history, list of previous positions and job responsibilities. Okay, now we need to write down some do's and don'ts for filling out a job application. So here we have a job application. So how should a person fill it out? Here's an example. Be neat and spell all words correctly. Actually, you need to complete a table like this. Do's and don'ts. So take your time, pause the playback, and do that, please. Get back and we'll check some answers. So here's are some tips. Don't make factual errors in dates and places. Don't leave information out. Be complete. And the last one, be honest. You may have other ideas, so please just put them down on paper. All right, on the next page, we have two women sitting here. And the question is, where are these young women? Yeah, they're probably at home. And what do you think they're talking about? Very well. They're talking about applying for a job and discussing career plans. We're going to listen to them and see what the conversation is about. Before we start, here we have a spotlighted language, which you deal with them later, and they're spotlighted or highlighted in blue. And we have some other language highlighted in green, and we're going to talk about them right now. The first one here is end up applying to. So by end up doing something, you refer to what you finally do. So how many schools did you end up applying to means how many schools did you finally apply to. Next one here is within 100-mile radius. An X-mile radius refers to an area that covers a particular distance in all directions from a central point. So within 100-mile radius means within 100 miles in any direction of a circle. And as you know, 100 miles equals 160 kilometers. Okay, getting in. Get in is a phrasal verb that means to succeed in entering a certain place, often used in reference to gaining admission to a school or university. So here we talk about the kind of a school which is related to food. Trendy here means popular. And next word, competitive, relating to or characterized by competition. We have two schools here, Tate Institute and Culinary Center, and they are schools related to food industry. And the word culinary here is a proper noun, and as a common noun, it means of or for cooking. So it's related to cooking. And TI stands for Tate Institutes. CC stands for Culinary Center. We have the word demanding here, and demanding means requiring much skill or effort or challenging. The next one here is a ticket to an interview. So a ticket to something is the precise thing that is needed for something. The next one, a better bet, is a more advantageous approach to achieving something. The superlative can also be used, the best bet, to indicate the most advantageous approach to achieving a particular goal. All right. Now I play the recording, We listen to these two friends talking, and then you answer a couple of questions.
Page 3. Exercise E. Spotlight. Read and listen to a conversation between two friends discussing career plans. Notice the spotlighted language.
Well, I finally sent in the applications. Now it's just wait and see.
How many schools do you end up applying to?
10. That's just about every single one within a 100-mile radius.
Don't you think that might be a little overkill? You shouldn't have any trouble getting in, should you?
Well, the food industry is so trendy right now, and it's gotten pretty competitive. I didn't want to take any chances. This has been a lifelong dream of mine.
So which one's your first choice? I've read that Taste Institute's pretty good.
Actually, at first I'd been thinking of going there, but now I've got my heart set on the Culinary Center. I've heard it's far superior to the TI.
The Taste Institute? Really? Aren't chef schools all six of one, half a dozen of the other?
I would have thought so, but it turns out they're not.
How so?
Well, the CC's training is more demanding. You've really got to work hard. And their certificates got a lot more prestige. A CC certificate's a ticket to an interview with all the top restaurants.
And that's not true with the TI?
Apparently not. I did a lot of reading, and it seems that the TI is pretty run-of-the-mill. Nothing wrong with it, but nothing particularly outstanding about it either. All in all, the CC's a better bet if I can get in.
Well, I'll keep my fingers crossed for you, Anne. Hope all your dreams come true.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Okay. Now let's answer a couple of questions. The first one. How many schools did Anne apply to in the end? Very well, 10. How far away is Anne willing to go to school? That's right, 100 miles. Why has it gotten difficult to get into culinary schools? The food industry has become trendy. How are the Culinary Center and Taste Institute different? Hold on. The CC, which stands for Culinary Center, is more demanding and the certificate has more prestige. It guarantees an interview at a top restaurant. Okay. Back to the book and spotlighted language, the language which is in blue. All right, now it's your turn. Please read the conversation carefully and try to work out the meaning of the spotlighted language and write your meanings on a separate sheet of paper and then we check them. All right, here we can see the meanings. Please check them with yours. Okay, the last one, I'll keep my fingers crossed, which means I hope you get what you want, is gestured like this. So, keeping your fingers crossed. Okay. Now, we have three questions on part G. Number one, why did Anne apply to so many schools? Number two, in your opinion, which of the two reasons Anne gives for preferring the Culinary Center is a better reason? Explain. And number three, what does Nina mean when she says, hope all your dreams come true? Take your time, answer them, and we'll check your answers. So here you can see the answers, but your answers may vary. Number one, the answer to why did Anne apply to so many schools is so she would be accepted to at least one school. The second one, because you're guaranteed an interview with all top restaurants if you attend the CC, the ultimate goal is to get a job. And the last one, she hopes that Anne gets into the school she wants and gets a good job. And the last part is the speaking part. We have a couple of factors here, and you need to rate them and say how important they are to you in choosing a job or career. We have a scale of 1 to 5, with 1 being the most important and 5 definitely the least important. Take your time, read them very carefully, and rate them. And then start explaining your ratings. When you explain your ratings, please try to use spotlighted and highlighted language in this conversation. You can read the conversation once again, see how the speakers used the language, and you try to copy them and learn how to use the expressions here in defending your ratings and explaining them. All right, that's it for now, and I'll keep my fingers crossed for you. Goodbye.